This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah today. The discussions are likely to touch upon all aspects of bilateral relations and also explore new areas of cooperation. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandar Seri Begawan. Prime Minister Modi will head for Singapore later today for the second leg of his two-nation visit at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. Memorandum of settlement will be signed among Central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Home Ministry has been working tirelessly to fulfill Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed Northeast which is free from extremism, violence and conflict. Around 10,000 people have given up arms and joined mainstream due to signing of several agreements by Narendra Modi government. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave note to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. Many prominent literary, theatre and film personalities of West Bengal have announced to return the honours conferred on them by the state government over the Archie Kerr Hospital case. They include actor Sudipta Chakraborty, theatre personality Biplab Bandopadhyay and thespian Chandan Sen. Sudipta Chakraborty decided to return the special film award conferred on her by the Mamata Banerjee government in July 2013. In a letter to Information and Cultural Affairs Department Secretary, Ms. Chakraborty said she will keep standing on the road demanding justice for the Kolkata rape and murder victim. Thespian Chandan Sen also declared that he is returning the Deenabandhu Mitra Purushkar, an award instituted by the Natya Academy. One week back, a well-known theatre group in Malda district, Sambhaveta Prayas, said it would return 50,000 rupees state grant to protest the government's handling of the RG Kar issue. Recently, Parimal Day, a teacher from Alipurduar district, had returned an award given to him by the West Bengal government over RG Kar incident. The World Bank has said that India's medium-term outlook is expected to remain positive amid challenging external conditions. According to the World Bank's latest India Development Update, India's trade opportunities in the changing global context, the growth is forecast to reach 7% in the financial year 2024-25. It will also remain strong in 2025-26 and 2026-27. It added, with the robust revenue growth and further fiscal consolidation, the debt-to-GDP ratio is projected to decline from 83.9% in financial year 2023-24 to 82% by 2026-27. The Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the UAE Accountability Authority during a bilateral meeting with the President of UAE Accountability Authority. During the signing ceremony, CAG Girish Chandra Murmu said that this MOU is a testament to the shared values and goals of our institutions and reinforces the strong ties between India and the UAE. He said that the agreement would create opportunities for greater collaboration and learning between the supreme audit institutions. India's Deepti Jivanji clinched bronze in the women's 400-meter T20 final at the 2024 Paris Paralympics yesterday. Deepti's bronze took India's overall medals tally to 16. That includes 3 gold, 5 silver and 8 bronze medals. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.